Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. Last week, we again saw the Georgia Senate race coming to the political forefront, and now it surfaces again. It appeared that Republican former Senator David Perdue was preparing another campaign, this time to challenge new Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock in 2022. You will remember that Senator Warnock won the special election vote in January, but he must stand for a full six-year term next year. This means another major Senate race for Georgians to decide. Almost as quickly as Mr. Perdue again appeared on the political horizon, he abruptly changed course. This week, he announced that he will not be running, saying his decision is for personal and not political reasons. Former Congressman Doug Collins, who placed third in the 2020 Senate jungle primary, did not appear dissuaded about possibly running again, even with Perdue in the field of candidates. He remains a potential candidate for the 2022 Senate race and says he's even considering a challenge effort to Republican Governor Brian Kemp in next year's Republican primary. Former Senator Kelly Loeffler, who Governor Kemp appointed to the seat in early 2020 to replace resigned Senator Johnny Isaacson, also surfaced during the week. She is considering launching another Senate bid. She lost to Senator Warnock by just over one percentage point, but is also beginning another political venture. Ms. Loeffler says she is organizing a group to concentrate on registering right-of-center voters in Georgia as a counter to Democratic former gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams' Fair Fight organization that has had success with a strong similar effort among African Americans and left-of-center voters. Her work is largely credited with the uptick in Democratic voting in the most recent Georgia elections that saw the state flip from former President Trump to President Biden and helped elect both Democratic Senators Warnock and John Ossoff. Others, such as Attorney General Chris Carr, State Agricultural Commissioner Gary Black, and former U.S. Ambassador Randy Evans, among others, are also considering Senate bids. Without ex-Senator Perdue in the field, we can't expect a wide-open Republican primary campaign to soon ensue. Two special congressional elections are on the political horizon, and both will now feature widows attempting to succeed their late husbands. In Louisiana, Julia Letlow is favored to succeed her late husband, Luke Letlow, who won the Bayou State's 5th Congressional District runoff in December. 3 weeks later, Mr. Letlow succumbed to COVID-19. The jungle primary is scheduled for March 20th. If no one receives 50% of the vote, the top two finishers will run off on April 24th. The Louisiana Republican Party has already endorsed Julia Letlow. Just this past week, Texas Republican Congressman Ron Wright, suffering from cancer for a considerable time and infected with COVID, also passed away. His widow, Susan Wright, just announced that she will run in the special election recently scheduled for May 1st. If no one receives majority support, which is likely, a runoff election will be scheduled for late June or early July after the jungle primary results become known. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.